Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go on a Wednesday. We're all in studio today, which means obviously we're having technical problems because we never come to the studio, and so we got to figure out exactly how to make the studio equipment work. Crowder can't get his headphones working. And I think we might be live on YouTube. I'm not sure. Are we live on YouTube yet, Jimmy?
Should be.
All right. I'm told we're live on YouTube from Jimmy. So if you want to watch us live, this is just a test performance. You know, we post our video clips at the end of a show, but we're going to do the entire show live on YouTube. I don't know where on YouTube, but you can find us, I'm sure. I think it's 104.3 WQAM. Solana's in here. Solana's trying to fix Crowder's headphones, so you can imagine how that's going. you can just imagine. Now, I have seen two engineers here, Solana. I don't know if you are, you know, the one who should be doing this.
Yeah, they told me to restart it.
So we'll get it all straightened out. We have a loaded potato. If anybody's watching this live on YouTube, you have to be enjoying what you're seeing. Crowder looks confused. I honestly don't know what Solana's trying to do. What are you trying to do?
Wiggle cords.
He's wiggling cords. He's wiggling cords.
He should have told me to wiggle cords.
You can put Crowder's mic on. I mean, he can't hear the headphones, but we can still hear Crowder.
He should have told me to wiggle cords.
Funny, man. He doesn't sound right, though. His are you sure we have the right mic on for him?
The light on, Hawk.
Yeah, I'm very aware of how the lights work. Oh, Solana's going to give lectures on how things are working right now. Solana doesn't have a single thing working. He's like, lights on, Hawk. Lights on, Hawk. Hawk. I know one. If there's one thing I know, it's engineering. Lights on, Hawk. Now he wants Crowder to move his actual position at the console. This was excellent preparedness on behalf of everyone involved with the show. Glad everyone can witness this live on YouTube. Hope you are. I mean, look at what Solana is doing. Lights on, Hawk. Everything's working fine. The light's on, Hawk.
Big man.
Oh, my goodness. How do we feel now?
Does mic work?
No, that mic's not on. Nothing working there. I mean, staggering ineptitude.
Hey.
Is that you?
Is that me?
I don't know. It doesn't. I can barely hear you if you're talking, so. Hey,
we're good to go.
I mean, I don't hear him at all, so.
If I talk, no, I can scream. I think I'm going through.
No,
my talks.
Yeah, you're going through my lights on though, Solana. So.
Look at that!
Look at that! Lights on!
Lights on!
Criminies! I mean, this is something, man.
We got action, Jack.
What an operation we're running here. People wonder why we don't come in. who could go through this all day long?
Jimmy went to the bathroom.
El Baño ran off.
The person helping us more than anybody is Vlad, who's letting us know that mics 2 and 3 are apparently crossed up. That would have been very useful information.
Well, they're both on now, which means you're going to have some sort of feedback on one of them or echo on one of them. So if they're crossed, we can have him back at his normal spot after a commercial break. And anywho, the communication stellar once again. He's not on anymore.
I'm not on. Okay, yeah. There we go.
I mean, so this is going to... So that light is on when that mic is on?
It looks like that's
interesting because your answer before was lights on, Hawk, but it seems like actually...
You're gonna blame... Hold on.
It actually... No. You jumped down my throat. No. You jumped down my throat, lights on, Hawk, but the truth of the matter is... You really need the opposite light on, not the light that you were designating as being the one that needed to be on.
So this is on me. Yeah. One mic has the light on. I hear you guys. Like, I don't even hear you.
I can barely hear you.
I can barely hear you.
We should have stayed home.
How is it?
Why am I here?
It's great at home.
How is it my fault? A mic is turned on, but the mic that's not turned on is picking up the audio.
Well, I didn't say that it was your fault. Okay. You're the guy who yelled, lights on, Hawk, as if, hey, there's no problems because the light's on. All I was identifying was the light's on still seems to be a problem. So maybe throttle back the light's on, Hawk. That's all I was saying. I never said it was your fault. I said maybe an engineer could come in here and fix this up instead of you rattling cords. I thought maybe you were going to be a little out of your... out of your comfort zone, which, by the way, you were.
Way out.
Because he's got mic 2 light on. He's sitting at mic 3. No one can hear you. You can't hear us. But lights on, Hawk.
Lights on, Hawk. We're ready to go.
I mean, he sounds like 1,000 decibels to me, I sound...
I don't know which volume to lower.
Unbelievable. But the light's on, so everybody settle down.
I don't know which mic to lower. Do I lower 3? Do I lower 2? Do I lower 1?
Wow. And here's the thing. We have spent 2.5 weeks ripping Mike McDaniel for not being prepared. Yeah. And then when the game starts looking like he's confused, and our game started 8 minutes ago. And Solana's climbing under the table. He doesn't know what he's looking for.
This is
like talking about personnel not being able to get into a huddle on time. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's like, I got a light on. Lights on, Hawk! That was his it. Lights on, Hawk!
I hope we have it on video. He plugged and unplugged my mic 3 times.
Several times.
And then wiggled the cord in the back.
I told them there's no... volume in the studio. Like, I couldn't hear anything in the monitors. He was unable to fix that. And it's just turning a volume up or down.
Oh, that,
he was unable to fix that. Oh, yeah. Big shot, big engineer, big engineer guy. Oh, yeah. That. Okay, well, then handle that. Fix that.
No, Hawk, you're right. I don't know how to turn a knob. That's right. No.
How volume works. I've been around volume all my life. It's low, it's high. It's a volume knob. Pretty much that's the way volume works.
Hey, Hawk, light's on there, too, just so you know. Yeah. Light's on there, too. Yeah.
Maybe you need to get your eyes checked. Maybe there are no lights on. I can tell you where the light is dim.
Lights on.
I'm looking in your eyes. Light's dim, Channing. The light's dim.
He's Lenny of Mice and Men. The rabbit. The rabbit.
Can you hear me now? Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Unfortunately, I can hear you. Unfortunately, I can hear you fine.
Rabbit short.
I mean, we have Lenny running the show. Lights on. Do you see the rabbits? You see the rabbit talk?
The rabbit short. The rabbits.
And then, like, he blurts lights on, and I'm just supposed to pet the back of his head like, great job, Alex. Great job, Alex. You really nailed it. You got the lights on. The mic doesn't work, but you got the lights on. So
that light is on. That light is on.
The light's on, George. The light's on. We know, Lenny.
By the way, I imagine this is what it sounds like when Mike McDaniel's calling the play. It has to sound something like this, right? What personnel package do we have? They're all in, George. Who's all in? Devon Achane's running back and forth. Tyreek just pulled himself out of the game. Everyone's in, George. What? Who's George? Oh, my God.
Man, I cranked up early today.
He's funny, though, because he's the guy. I mean, literally everything is going wrong. But he has decided, as long as he's got a light on, I make my stand. You know what I mean? Like, nothing's still working, but there is a mic light on, so now he's going to stop everything. Lights on, Hawks! But nothing is still working.
Big man.
But, like, he found the thing where he thinks now he's back in control.
But you're just...
Lights on!
You're just asking ridiculous questions. Just the most ridiculous questions. Hey, well, is the mic on? Is the mic on? Hawk, the light's on.
He's doubling down. I'm asking ridiculous questions, trying to see if the show is on the radio. I mean, Hawk, you're asking ridiculous questions. No one can hear you, and I'm running around, and I'm just plugging wires in. But the light's on, so the light's on, Hawk.
So when I don't have Jimmy's mic on, people are saying they can't hear me. So when Jimmy's mic is on, people can hear me. When Jimmy's mic is off, people can't hear me. This isn't my fault. Look, my light's on, Hawk. My light's on.
It really is not his fault.
I'm not saying it's his fault. He's the guy who blurted out, while everything was still wrong, the light's on, Hawk, as if that was the solution to everything. Like, we were all waiting for the light to come on. We just wanted the microphones to work and to be able to hear each other. That's it. Like, literally, that was it.
Yes.
I didn't want disco balls. I wasn't looking for a laser show. I wasn't looking for waiter and waitress service. I wasn't looking for anything other than, can we hear each other and can people hear us? And he decided everything was fine because he saw one light on, and so he made a big show of it. Lights on, Hawk!
Not the blame, it's the arrogance.
It was the arrogance that everything had been done because a light was on. We are live on YouTube. Now, I see comments up there. I don't know if we'll see them throughout the show, but somebody says, I wonder what the first segment was supposed to be. Interestingly enough, it was going to be worse than this.
Oh, man. Y'all
Holy
got my stomach
mackerel.
Hurt.
Sports Talk on WQAM is sponsored by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. I just want to use that in anything that goes wrong in my life. Sex life, I can't perform. I'll just yell at Lori. Lights on, Laura! Lights on! Lights on! Like, that's the get-out-of-jail-free card. Like, so you thought everything's fine now, lights on. That was the part that I was having trouble comprehending.
Had that in college. Freeze! Right. Lights on, officer!
Lights on, officer!
Oh, no. Going home. Everything's okay now.
That's how they should answer at Dolphins press conferences. Omar asks Mike McDaniel, why can't you get the personnel in on time? Lights on, Omar. It's the universal blurt out for everything is fine. Whatever you think is wrong, and it's obviously wrong, the moment I yell lights on, Hawk, everything's fine. It's almost like the neuralizer in Men in Black.
Yeah.
Everything's going wrong. When I yell, he's like a hypnotist. When I yell lights on, Hawk, you'll forget everything. You'll forget everything that went wrong and everything will be working again. Lights on, Hawk. Oh, what a beautiful day here in El Portal.
Hypnotic.
Oh, God. Anyway, stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. In the meantime, he's trying to get you to move from one seat to another and your computer and the camera, and he's got like 1 foot on the wire. But again, he's taking time out to yell, "Lights on!" But in the meantime, it's like just, it's bedlam in here. It's bedlam. But he's got to pause everything. Lights on,
because you're yelling at me. Like, I'm actively trying to fix the situation. Oh, are you sure the mic is on, Solana? Are you sure? Are you sure the mic is on? The light's on, guys! What did I tell you?
I was never asking you, are you sure the mic is on? Because I knew the mic wasn't on. That's why I kept saying, the mic's not on. Your solution was yelling, lights on, Hawk. But it didn't fix the mic. Ay, ay, ay. I'm hesitant to ask him for headlines because I don't know what the hell is going to happen.
Where it lights on.
At my funeral, please, for my eulogy, Solana, just walk up there and say, lights off, Hawk. When I go, and 7/8 of the room will not understand. Lori will be very angry, but you and Crowder and Jimmy will have a great laugh when you walk up to the mic and say, "Lights off, Hawk," and just slowly walk up.
I think that's a great idea.
Oh my God! All right, we're up against it because have guests coming on and we got to do headlines. So let's do headlines with Solana. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
The Miami Dolphins have released their injury report before tomorrow's game, Thursday Night Football. You guys want to hear the player that are out for tomorrow's game?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Darren Waller, in or out?
Out.
Well, we know he's out.
Yeah.
Well, he's out. Lights off. Storm Duck. Storm Duck is out.
Yeah, oh. That's bad.
Ify Melifonwu, our starting safety, is out.
Mm.
Darren Waller out. Okay. Benito Jones, Chop Robinson, Jalen Waddle are officially questionable for tomorrow's game.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I saw a couple of Bills inactives that are kind of a big deal if you believe our offense can get anything going. I forget who it was.
Matt Milano defensively for Buffalo. I don't know if he's officially out, but I think he's out.
Yeah, I think he's out.
That's a big loss for them. And I think Ed Oliver is out as well.
The good news is Len will never ask us to come in again. He asks us to come in because the big boss lady's in town. He's like, hey, do you think you can come in and do the show? And if she walks past here, she's going to see smoke coming out of the studio. Solana's holding up light bulbs. Just a complete cluster bleep.
Hope she didn't listen to this first segment.
Joke's on you, Len.
I think she's listening. I was in her office.
Oh, boy.
God.
I mean, the lights are on. I don't know what else to tell you. The lights were on for the microphones.
Yes, everyone saw the lights on. Everyone saw it. It was just the defiance with which you said it as if that was, it was like the father who says, enough. You know, kids are fighting, and it's like, enough. And it was like you were saying, enough. Everything is fixed. Lights on. But none of us cared if the light was on. We just wanted the microphones on, being that this is radio.
I just wanted to talk, Solana.
But here's the thing. Hawk's the guy where, like, the tidal wave is coming. You're standing on the beach, and he's like, uh-oh, we're all going to die. Like, oh, no, thanks, obvious. I really appreciate it. Like, I know the mics are off. I know we have an issue. I'm actively in there trying to fix it. Jimmy's pooped his pants. At least I did better than that. And you're the guy that's like, hey, Solana, nothing's working.
No.
Way to go.
Here's the difference. I know what my limitations are. For you to say you were in here actively working to fix the situation, you were plugging the headphones back in and out jiggling a wire. We have the video.
Very true.
We have the video.
I was watching you.
So you're the guy, as the tidal wave is coming, who starts digging in the beach with a spoon and says, I'll make shelter for us.
I'll get the water to Denver.
Yeah. Let me build a quick levee system here with this plastic spoon I got at Baskin Robbins.
What you didn't realize in the video is that I was actually unplugging the transmitter, plugging the transmitter back in.
Now listen,
I was checking our noise reduction.
You should have left the transmitter unplugged if this was the result.
Y'all laughed at me for beating on the table. I think I was more efficient.
You had the best solution out of anyone.
Something might be a little wiggly.
Thursday night football tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen. Has the line moved? I'm trying to open up the Hard Rock Bet app right now.
Well, turn the light on. Lights on, Solana.
Cute.
It was 12 last time I looked.
It's 12.
I think it's pretty much settled in at 12 and 49 and a half. I don't know what'll happen, right, you know, around game time tomorrow, but
I love my bet. What I hear on the way in, we're driving in, so now, you know, I'm listening to Tobin and Leroy. Yeah, they run the ball efficiently and all this stuff. Tobin, I appreciate your positivity. There's no damn chance in hell they beat those Bills tomorrow.
I don't see a pathway. I'm not even saying to win, a pathway to not being embarrassed on national TV.
So the MVP is coming back and you're missing a starting safety and corner. Like, I don't – just let's be logical about this.
I think they gave him a game. I really do. I'm going to stick to that. I know I'm on an island with this one, but for whatever reason, short week, Bills are missing their starting linebacker. They're missing one of their defensive tackles as well. It's the third game. The Dolphins looked a lot better in the second game. I think they'll look better in the third game. You get that intermediate passing game looking how it did in the second and third quarter against New England, and you're able to just run the damn football. If it's to the left side, Crowder, it's got to be to the left. Avoid Keon Smith and Larry Borum or whatever other bum is going to start. Fine. I think they can move the football. I really do.
And what is – because we need clarity because you like to BS people. What does in the game mean? Single-digit loss?
Yeah.
If they lose by single digits, I'll be impressed.
One-score game,
yes,
in the fourth
I will
quarter.
Be impressed.
Yeah, I'm with you. But, yeah, then you'll come back and say, oh, they were almost there. No, not almost
Jimmy
there.
The Donk made a great Photoshop of Solana's face on Mike McDaniel, and he's looking exasperated, and he's yelling, lights on, lights on.
You want to see the best comment throughout that entire first segment?
Yeah. I didn't know Solana was white.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
As he's wearing his Coco Gauff shirt.
And he turns into Antonio Banderas when he says Spanish words. What did you just say?
All right, guys. Your weather right now in South Florida, a lot of rain. It's supposed to rain every single day for the next 10 days. That is your weather.
All right. Zach Gelb is going to join us in the next segment.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You know who never just kind of mails it in?
Who?
The Costco guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Zach Gelb is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. By the way, before we bring on Gelby, Mike Tyson is bringing his Return of the Mike show to Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in December. And it's stories and more with Iron Mike Tyson. And it's all updated stories if you saw his last show. We're giving away tickets. So if you want to win tickets, the code word today is IRON. Text the word IRON, IRON. To 20357. That's 20357. For more info, you can go to WQAM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. You can purchase tickets at Ticketmaster. But if you want to win the Return of the Mike, Mike Tyson tickets, text the word IRON to 20357. Zach Gelb, he can be heard nationally every weekday afternoon on the Infinity Sports Network, and he comes to us from the WFAN studios in New York City. You're a big Pats fan, Gelby. Did you enjoy what you saw on Sunday from the Pats, or did it make you a little nervous watching the Dolphins claw their way back into that game?
I thought early on in the first half, I was getting ready to dance on the grave of Solana and Hockman. And then in the second half, I may or may not, when I was in the pool in Vegas, drinking a lot and watching the game, I may have had a few tweets in my draft saying the Patriots are just a first half team and they were horrible in the second half. Devon Achan, thank you very much. I'm a big Devon Achan guy, always have on this show.
We know.
I didn't know he was going to step out of bounds like that, so it works out perfectly. But actually, guys, I'm a little bit annoyed with you. Channing, no issues with him. I know what my relationship is with Channing. He came on my show a week ago. He was excellent. I get it. Channing and I, we're not going to be best friends. When he's in New York, he's not going to hit me up. But when I'm sitting there interviewing Dana White, and I have Dana White throwing up the U sign, and I text you three bozos, no response back from Hockman or Solana. You guys both ghosted me.
But he's been there. He's been showing up at Canes games. Like, he's decked out in Canes gear. You didn't have breaking news. All you were doing was telling us something we already knew.
But still, I got the photo for you. Here I am, busting my ass when you guys don't pay me anything to do this segment. I'm giving you content left and right. I work harder on this show than Solana does, and you guys don't even give me a thank you text. So bleep you two.
I can't say that you work harder than Solana, because for the first 20 minutes of the show today, he was fixing wires and jiggling boxes.
Fine. I show up more on this show than Crowder does. I don't have time for all my segments.
I got a lot of jobs, Gilby.
How many times does Crowder just pop in 10 minutes into my segment? You know, be quiet, Steve Harvey. Shut up. Who cares?
And that's the thing, you know,
you're talking
Crowder,
to me.
Crowder could get Steve Harvey to throw up the U, Shaq to throw up the U, Kevin Hart to throw up the U, all the A-list celebrity he's with. Not him. He doesn't do anything. I'm with Gilby.
What? Yeah. How does this
and
turn back
Billy
on me?
Billy Napier and screw DJ Lagway. Let's go Miami. The Cavender twins, screw them. Carson Beck, baby. Mario Cristobal. Sid Rosenberg's dear friend, by the way.
Dear friend.
Dear friend.
You a-holes. You don't respond back to me in a text. Disgusting.
It was probably
as offensive. It's almost as offensive as Solana going to Joe's Stone Crab and not even ordering the stone crabs, or then when his girlfriend says, or his fiance, hey, you should try it. He uses a fork and a knife with the stone crabs like a stunad.
I have to see when you texted us that picture, because we must. It was Thursday night at 8:15 our time. Thursday night at 8:15, that's Thursday night football.
Right.
Yeah, we're watching Thursday night football.
Right. Oh, let's be real, Hawk. You're not watching Thursday night football. The only way you're watching is if you have money on it. So unless if you have a big bet.
Oh, you think I didn't have money on it? Of course I had money on it.
You're probably watching Matt Mervis in the single A or something.
First of all, by 8:15, I'm still not even close to getting logged into Amazon Prime. I can't figure out how to get into that thing till at least 8:45.
Hawk's been asleep for an hour.
You're having your 17th avocado toast of the day, for crying out loud.
He's been sleep for an hour. 8:15, are you kidding me? Yeah. But as
a sports strip club at that point too.
But as a Patriots fan,
yeah,
and I don't get into the they won the game and they lost the game, but that damn last drive, I came on Monday, I was embarrassed to cheer for the Dolphins after what they did that last drive. Is that fireable, or is that because who came on and said it was like that looks like we're headed in the direction of Not running a team anymore.
Of a firing. Yes. That Mike McDaniel, like, I forget who was. It was yesterday, saying that that's the pathway to being fired as a head coach. The quarterback is complaining after the game that they can't get the right people in. You're calling timeouts when you need to be running quick plays. And that.
It was Acuno?
No, because Cuno's today.
Cuno wasn't. Yeah, it was like. It but you go from.
It was Appel. It was Appel.
First and 10 to now second and 20, and you're down by 6. Like, what are we doing here?
I'm shocked that you guys didn't win the game. Like, I know we're having fun here with how that ended when they got the ball back. And I've been extremely critical of Mike McDaniel. I've been critical of Tua. I thought Tyreek was going to be a disaster this year, and I still think inevitably he'll get traded. But how they didn't win that game, Milton Williams was phenomenal. But still, for Mike McDaniel, they're going to get slaughtered probably by the Bills. If they could just keep it like 28-17, it almost feels like it's a victory, even if they lose that game. But the next two games after that, I think you guys play the Jets and the Panthers. You lose one of those games, I don't understand how Stephen Ross justifies keeping this coach around. But Stephen Ross is the same guy that has employed your general manager, Chris Greer, for 7,000 years. So who the heck knows what he's going to do?
Were you impressed by the Patriots, though? I know you're saying you can't believe the Dolphins didn't win, and we've talked a lot about the Dolphins. I think you're in the same boat with us. Inevitably, Mike McDaniel is going to lose his job. But are you impressed at all by the Patriots through 2 weeks? I mean, finally, their quarterback gets a win. But who was it, Ben Volen yesterday, that told us that's only the second time where he starts and finishes a game and he actually earns a victory? So, I don't know, like, the idea that the Patriots with Vrabel were going to be number two in the AFC East, I'm not feeling too great about that.
I'll say this. Let's look at what he's working with. The offensive line is improved, but it's still a problem. They have some good running backs this year, but the wide receivers, you still don't have. I know they have Stephon Diggs, but he's not Stephon Diggs of old. You still don't have a bona fide number one wide receiver. Like, I'd be curious to see, even though the Dolphins' offensive line is no good, if you put Devon Achane, if you put Tyreek Hill, if you put Jalen Waddle with Drake May, I think that would be a really fun offense to watch. I like the way that Drake May played in the game. It may be his best game as a pro, but last year he put lipstick on a pig and he really had nothing to work with, and he was turning garbage into gold constantly. I look at Drake May. I see a little of Josh Allen. I see a little of Justin Herbert. I see a little of Matthew Stafford, but they got to surround him with more talent. And with that being said, in week one to week two, here was the biggest difference. Week one, they had a conservative game plan. They were calling it like Tom Brady was the quarterback. You now have a mobile quarterback, a dual threat quarterback, a guy that if everything gets cooking, you hope he could be a Josh Allen, a Justin Herbert, a Matthew Stafford. Those types of guys, you got to start calling a more aggressive approach on offense, which they did to their credit up against the Miami Dolphins. So am I walking away saying, oh my goodness gracious, this team is great? Absolutely not. But I do look at the Patriots as they could still be the second best team in the AFC East. And you don't have to be that good to be the second best team in the AFC East. The Jets stink. Their fans took a moral victory in week one and they got embarrassed in week two. Mike McDaniel, he is insufferable at the podium. And now Tua can't stand his guts. So the Patriots, if they could just get to 7-8 wins, they'll be the second best team in the AFC East.
Do you see a pathway tomorrow night for the Dolphins not to be embarrassed? I'm not even saying winning the game. I'm saying a pathway to it not being an embarrassing night of primetime football for the Dolphins.
Yeah, two things. One, short week. It's divisional game. Those games could be close. So that's one. If I had to give you more of a football perspective, that Bills secondary, I know Justin Fields was horrible, but that's more so Justin Fields. We saw the way that the Ravens moved the ball up against them for 3.5 quarters. This got to be a massive Tyreek Hill to a Tagovailoa game. You know, they got to use their speed. If they use their speed to their advantage and don't turn the ball over early, they could keep it close. But at the end of the day, as long as Josh Allen is healthy, I just don't see how he doesn't do enough to at worst case scenario, squeak by with like a 23-20 victory.
And Gelby, big picture, NFL all around, who's surprising you? Because I knew the Chargers would be better with Harbaugh. They look like they can really compete in the AFC. Who's surprising you right now?
Yeah, Jesse Minter will be a head coach one day, their defensive coordinator. For them, it's all about getting wins now because eventually the Chiefs will get things going. It's going to sound like a lame answer, but it's the Packers. Like, I knew the Packers were going to be good. We knew the Packers were going to be good before they got Micah Parsons. But now it feels like the Packers are maybe the best team in the NFL and a legitimate Super Bowl contender. And you look at what they were able to do in their first 2 weeks. They smothered the Lions, and then they did a very nice job up against the Commanders. Lions were the one seed last year in the NFC, and the Commanders were in the NFC Championship game. So if I'm a Packers fan, I would be very, very, very happy. I think the surprise parts are more on the negatives. Like, you look at the Kansas City Chiefs being 0-2, extremely disappointing. The Bengals, ironically, they're 2-0, but now Joe Burrow's going to be out for 12 weeks. So there's disappointment there with the Burrow injury, and we'll see if Jaden Daniels plays this week. I know he's iffy right now, they said.
If you had to redraft the quarterbacks from the Burrow to Herbert Hurts draft, who are you taking first overall? Who are you taking second, third, and so on? Because obviously, you know, it was Joe Burrow at the time, but another injury, and with the way Herbert's playing, I know Burrow's been to the Super Bowl, Gel, but I do think there's an argument right now that if you had to redraft and look at longevity and everything, Hurts and Herbert might be
one or
two. Wait
a second, why is Tua not part of this equation? He seems to be more durable this season than most NFL quarterbacks.
Oh, no, he is part of the equation. He's last.
The YouTube comments are going to be killing you on that one. If we were doing that draft over again, I would go Burrow, still one, even though it's starting to look a little Andrew Luck-like and he's getting hit as much as David Carr, but I would still go Burrow, one. He took the Bengals to the freaking Super Bowl, for crying out loud. I then would have to give the slight edge to Jalen Hurts, too, just because of the clutch gene. Now, you have to build the right team around him, but he's outplayed Mahomes now twice in a Super Bowl. Herbert would then be three, and if you put Herbert two and Hurts three, I wouldn't crush you for it in this conversation for the draft. And then fourth would be Tua Tagovailoa.
Jordan Love, I think, was that draft too, right? Late in the second round?
No, first round. They traded back up to go get him. That's when Aaron Rodgers put the four fingers in the scotch. I would put Jordan Love in front of Tua too.
Oh, boy. I can't even argue with them.
I wish I could. Let me tell you, my favorite part of Channing Crowder's appearance on my show was he goes, Gelby, I hate to say this because you're going to clip it and you're going to use it against me, but you were right on Mike McDaniel. You were right on Tua Tagovailoa. Bet your ass I clipped that.
Let me ask you something real quick because I asked this of someone yesterday. Mike McDaniel, let's say he doesn't make it through the season. or makes it through the season and then gets fired after that. Is he a head coaching candidate moving forward for teams who are in need of a head coach?
So he hasn't been miserable. Like, they have made the playoffs twice under Mike McDaniel. But hearing him speak, I don't know how he even got the job. Like, that dude at the podium, guys could talk themselves out of future jobs. To me, moving forward, he's an offensive coordinator. You know, maybe he wants to get involved in the college game. I think that could be interesting. But I don't think he's NFL head coaching material. I've said this 2 years ago. I'll say it again. I got the coaching ick with Mike McDaniel. You know, I have the coaching ick now with Ben Johnson. And that was before the start of the season. What he said about Matt LaFleur, win a game first before you start talking crap about Matt LaFleur. Your offense can't do much. You're criticizing the tush push thing. It's not an explosive play. You're the Bears. You never had a 4,000-yard passer in your franchise's history. You take a first down. You take a touchdown, even if it comes the way of the tush push. And then the most egregious one, I'm a Michigan guy. I like Colston Loveland, but he's nowhere close to the player that Tyler Warren is. How the heck did they not draft Tyler Warren in front of Colston Loveland? So Ben Johnson, sorry, Hawk. I know I'm going after you today, killing the Dolphins Bears.
You can't,
but geez, Louise.
No, you can't not believe in Ben Johnson after two games. You can start to not believe in Caleb Williams, but you can't not believe in Ben Johnson.
I have the maybe he goes on to be a good coach. I had the ick with him. I've had the ick with him before the season.
Well, you were right on Mike McDaniel. He did have the ick on Mike McDaniel a while ago.
I've only given the ick out to one other coach. That was Mike McDaniel. Now we're trying it with Ben Johnson. We'll see how that works in a year or two when I still work for you guys and not get paid a single dime to do the segment.
Okay, well, Eberflus and Ben Johnson, who you have the ick with, Caleb Williams with a Sean McVay. Like, could Caleb still be good? Because we see the talent. He looks bad in games.
You know what it is? Some guys are just not made to be an alpha and a leader. This kid has talent. He's elusive. I just don't know if he galvanizes that locker room. And when things don't go right and quarterbacks, especially young quarterbacks, you have to overcome adversity. In week one, I know it was terrible in week two for J.J. McCarthy, but J.J. McCarthy embarrassed himself and then somehow won NFC Offensive Player of the Week. That kid has moxie. That kid has toughness. For Caleb, has so much talent, more talent than J.J. McCarthy, but he just doesn't have the adversity and the toughness gene yet.
Zach Gelb from the Infinity Sports Network. We immediately let any guest go when we hear them utter that kid has moxie. That's just a show rule we've had.
It's all right. Jimmy has moxie. I love Jimmy. He's my favorite person.
Jimmy does have moxie.
F all three of you clowns. Goodbye.
He fits at the WFAN studios. He's perfect.
I can't tweet out a you picture, man.
He's perfect. He's absolutely perfect. All right. Zach Gelb from the Infinity Sports Network. We'll take a break here.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I'm just saying that I'm Hawk. We talk Tua. Hawk Tua.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.